Tisha B'Av, in Shivasa B'Tamos, yeah. So that's this minig, but that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, quotes from the Achrayim, that there's no chinuch at all on the other Taneisim. Even the Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Tavis and some Gedaliah, Mamish is going to become Bar Mitzvah tomorrow. He doesn't have to fast the day before. On Tisha B'Av, we once discussed, on Tisha B'Av there's a pilpul in the Avnei Nezer. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. I remember I was once discussing with Rabbeinu Shvinkel about this. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so you fast on Sunday. So what if the child was born on Yudov? We're at a Bar Mitzvah on Yudov. So does he have to fast on Yudov? The Bar Mitzvah, or should he say no? It's really a Tashlumin. The Chiyiv to fast is really on Tisha B'Av. He was a cotton. So he's not Mechuyiv to make Tashlumin for what he wasn't Mechuyiv for when he was a cotton. A pilpul even, he is Bar Mitzvah. Not only if he's going to become Bar Mitzvah the day after Tisha B'Av, he already is Bar Mitzvah. He's Bar Mitzvah on Yudov, and the whole world is fasting on Yudov because Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. So the Avnei Nezer is prepared to say Asvara that the kid is not Mechuyiv to fast, even though he already is Bar Mitzvah, because fasting on Yudov is only b'toras tashlumen, and he wasn't mechuyev yesterday. Yesterday he wasn't a bar chiyuv. He was a cotton, so he's not mechuyev b'tashlumen. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that there's no chinuch for the other taneisim. Only for Yom Kippur is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that there's chinuch for Yom Kippur. The whole sugya of chinuch, the main sugya of chinuch, states in this Mishnah in Yuma, the last paragraph in Yuma, chinuch by fasting on Yom Kippur. So that's what the Gemara says. That 2 years before, 2 years before bar mitzvah, if the child is healthy enough, he should fast the whole day. And 2 years before that, by a girl is a year before. The girl's bas mitzvah a year before the boy. 2 years before, 2 years before, so yes, the proper thing
eight,
is...
At eight, you should fast
a
half
a day.
Half
a day, yeah.
The meaning of all that is shachavoy, by a holder, and by in Russia from
yeah.
Some shachavoy
is different meaning,
but
Russia's
from
enough.
No, but you said it's from Russia. Different minhagim, different minhagim. All the menhagim are mentioned. It's all menhagim. They're no dinim. That is tafah. They're no dinim. It's all menhagim. Rav Soloveitchik used to tell us that his minig is that by the seder havoida, he said korei mishtachvim modim and ofim al panayim is three different things. Korea, korei means to kneel on the floor, and the person is standing erect. Mishtachvim means when he's kneeling on the floor and he puts his hands down, and his face is parallel to the floor. So when you say aleinu l'shaberach ne korei mishtachvim. But you don't say minofim al paneihem. So he says you only have to kneel on the floor and lean over like this, and the body doesn't have to be flat on the ground. But by the Seder Avodah, since it says minofim al paneihem, so he thought that then you have to have literally pishadai raglaim to be flat. They quote in the Maaser Rav that that used to be the minig, and the Gaon Lagoin held that it was wrong. The Gaon Lagoin held that even when the minig is all minhagim, it's not dinim. The Gaon Lagoin felt that the more correct practice is that even for Alein, it should also be flat on the floor. Rav Soloveitchik said that that wasn't his minig. He said his minig is to do like the old minig, before the days of the Gro. The Shulchan Aruch has the whole simon, the dinim of a chayla who has to eat, a chayla sheyesh any speck of a suffix sakana, is obligated to eat on Yom Kippur, just like it's a mitzvah for the healthy people to fast on Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah for the people who are not 100% healthy that they should make sure that they eat. And in the Sefer Yisrael Hetti quotes that there was a Bala Tosfos who was sick, and it was a suffix whether he has to eat on Yom Kippur or not. And he held aim suffix Vaitzimidei Vadai, so he decided he's not going to eat and he died. He died from fasting on Yom Kippur. And they all held that he was Mischai Ben Afsha. He wasn't allowed to do it. Takamaisa Pella, what was he, Ashoita? The Gemara says any suffix, any sfeksfeke, the person has to eat on Yom Kippur. So what did the Midas Chassidus, he didn't do it as Midas Chassidus. The Sefer Yisrael Hetti from the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes this at the Rivoh, I think one of the Bavli Tosfos, that he held Medina, Ein Sofik makes him the vibe. The Loshon doesn't make sense. What do you mean Ein Sofik? That's exactly the Halacha. The Sofik Sakone. Alam Olazah, yeah. So this is one of the Tshuvas in this. I have a Tshuva Sefer Dvar Yeshua. It used to be a Dayan in a Polish Gadol, I think, and then he came to, after the Muhammad, he came to Eretz Yisrael, Ehrenberg. Dayan Ehrenberg was in Tel Aviv in the first years of the Hakomis HaMedina. So he has in his sefer, he suggests that maybe he says we don't pass him like him anyway. Whatever he said, we don't accept it. Allah, but he says perhaps he held like this: if he's a vaday chayla mesukan, and the doctors say we're not even sure, he's mamish hagoyis is holding by the end. The doctors say we're not even sure, even if he will eat, whether he'll survive. So that's what he held. Apparently, that case he say ain sofik meitzim devada. But if a person, it's a sofik whether he has to eat or not. Savari, tell him eat. and save your life. If for sure, if he's going to eat, he's going to normally, he's going to live. So about it, the revolver degree, also everybody agrees you have to eat. He's talking about a funny case, and we don't pass him like that either, he says. But if he's just to knock some sense into the Maisa Shoya. So he says he must have been holding by Gesisa, and the doctor said he's going to die very soon, and we're not even sure he's going to survive the whole Yom Kippur, even if he is going to eat. So he felt, so what is he going to eat? Ain't something much of Levan. But the halacha is not so. The halacha is a person has to eat, is permitted and obligated to eat to the extent that if necessary to eat.
Even
just to extend his life another hour, he's permitted and obligated to eat, even if he knows Bavada, he's going to die on Yom Kippur. Yeah.
How about taking medications?
Medications. So if a person is a stam medicine is a nisan every Shabbos and every Yom Kippur, except if the person is a chole she'ein bo sakona. Chole she'ein sakona means he has a condition that really prevents him from functioning normally. It's a person who has migraine headaches and he just goes crazy. Or he has such tsar, or he has any real problem. If there's not some, he has a little headache, he has a little belly ache, so then he's not allowed to take any refuah. But if a person has a real serious condition or some sort or another, then the problem of refuah goes off. He's allowed to take a pill. The shaila is, if you need water with the pill, so the water tominish, the water you're not allowed to take. So you have to ask the doctor. Sometimes you can swallow the pill by swallowing some Listerine with it, by swallowing something else that's not Roy Lachila. So normally we say you're not permitted to sit and drink Dov Hashem Roy Lachila. Mikir Adin Deraisa, if you eat Oichlim Shenim Ruim Lachila, Mashkim Shenim Ruim Lishtiya, so that's Mutam and Atar. But with the Rabbanon it's also because of Achshrei. The person sits and drinks a bottle of Listerine, so that's also the Rabbanon. But here he's not sitting and drinking a bottle. He's taking it for refuah. So most of the Poskim hold, whatever you take lerefuah, there's no problem of achshira. So if he's going to drink something which is not roi lachila, but drink mouthwash that the normal person would never drink in order to swallow down the pill. So that's zichah mutar. Shabbos, if that's not good enough, if the doctor say no, he has to drink water, he has to drink milk or whatever, so that's already a more serious shabbos. So that would only be permissible if there's some suffix sakona. Very often there'll be, it doesn't have to be a suffix sakona, he's going to die today. He may die earlier because of the fact that he's not going to take it. So if the doctors feel that there's any suffix sakona, so he tell him that he has to drink. No, shall he has to drink.
What if a person has to take medicine over extended time?
All the time.
It takes it every day many times. It comes out of Shabbos or Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to take it.
So some achrayim write that whenever a person started taking medication, takes a few days, since he started before Shabbos, the gzera doesn't apply to Kihai Gavra. The Pashto says that that's against the Gemara. Pashtim Shatni Gemara is the Ferish not so. The Gemara in Yuma, the last parak, tells about Rabbi Yochanan, he was sick and needed medication a few days in a row. And then he told the doctor, Shiksa was the doctor, and he told her that it's a Shabbos, he can't come, she should tell him she didn't tell him what the medication was. It was a deep dark secret, because she was afraid he'll put her out of business. He'll tell everybody, what the medication is. So he told her, it's Shabbos, he's not allowed to come, he can't, what is he going to do? So she said she's not going to tell him the secret, so he swore he's not going to tell anybody. And then he told everybody
She told him what to take, so maybe he took it at home. He didn't want to travel to her on Shabbos, but that doesn't mean that he...
No, so the Gemara says in that case, it's only mutter to take the medication if he's a chayla. Chayla mesukan or chayla shem sakan. Stam, there's no heter to take medication, even if he started before Shabbos. So that svarif and achrenim is against the Gemara. That's what they point out. One of the Gdolim and Etzor writes a different svarif. He says, what if the person, Rabbi Yomin Zilber, he's known as Rabbi Yomin Atzadi, he wrote quite a few svarim. Originally he wrote a sefer, I think it's called Bris Olam. He wrote a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. And then people, many years ago, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, and then people sent him letters, all Masa Matan, so he published the sefer Oz Nidberu, Yirei Hashem Mishalei. He said he published a collection of letters back and forth. Then people sent him more letters, he published Chelek Beis, Chelek Gimel. I think he has 25 volumes of Oz Nidberu. Then he went Me'inyin, he talks about Kol HaTarkula, very beautiful sort, big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote in his sefer on Hilchos Shabbos Hasvara, which he doesn't really have any mocha, but it's mistaba like that. He says, when does it make sense to say the Chachamim made an Issa not to take refuah on Shabbos and Yontif? They say, don't take the medication on Shabbos, take the medication on the weekdays. But what if the nature of the medication is such that if you don't take it every single day in a row, you'll never get better? Not that it'll get better a day later, get better 3 days later. He just won't get better. So he says, Mistaba, that the Chachamim never prohibited refuah b'Shabbos, that he should remain sick. They only prohibited refuah b'Shabbos Wait till a few days later, you'll get better later. But if it's such a situation, sometimes we have refuels yes, like that. You have to take every day. So then the Shulchan Aruch has, if a person has to eat, let's say a person is a chayla sheish b'sachon, a doctor say he has to eat. So the doctors don't tell him that he has to eat so much flesh and so much potatoes and so much. He needs so much food, so you just eat the bare amount that he has to eat. Let's say they quote the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Let's say a person has a stone in the kidney and he has to drink a lot of liquids in order to pass the stone. So the doctors say he can drink water, but he has to drink a lot of water, let's say. And so is he permitted to take a chocolate malt? He'd rather make a schnapps, he'd like to have something else rather than orange juice. He'd like to have oranges or something else. So Shlomo Zalman says he thinks that it's had to go. What's the difference? Other rabbi, he says, Tach Yom Kippur, Zat Yom Tif. So why not? Normally, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But if the guy has a het, he's allowed to eat. Tever Zok, that it has to be so bland. If it's Tisha B'Av or the other Tanesim, then it says that even if you have to eat, but you have to be Mishtatif in the Avelos of Klal Yisrael. So then you're not allowed to eat flesh, and you're not allowed to have yayin, you're not allowed to have french fries. You make it very bland. But on Yom Kippur, he says if a person has a het to eat, then so they say he has to eat so many calories or so much food. So has to eat dafke spinach. Has to eat something that he doesn't enjoy. So eat something that you do enjoy. Ushted, you have to suffer. So he says, if he has to drink a lot of liquid, so make it a chocolate malt already. Make it orange juice. Other rabbi. There's a machlokes in poskim. What if a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, huh? No, he says there is no din of inuim to suffer. The mitzvah of inuim is not to eat. But if he has a head to he's allowed to drink so much kamos of water or so much food. He has to eat so much food or so many calories. So he can make it whatever he wants. He's not eating, he's not drinking extra juice because of the fact that the juice as opposed to water. It's not there to enjoy the food. He says it's not like the other Tanaisim that it's an Indian of Avelis. And in Kippur there's no Chalit, there's no Indian of Avelis. So he has a head to think. So eat whatever you want.
But if you drink water with the medicine, you don't have to make a profit. But if you drink other juice, it's not
the same.
You do have to make
it. It's a different thing.
Water is less of
the...
What?
But it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm. What if someone has a migraine and needs antibiotics?
He goes to sleep.
Pashtus is at night, Suppositories is not a problem of achila shtia, that's just a problem of refuah. See, if the person is in a situation, if he's a choyla shemis akona, that there's a head to take refuah, so he can take the suppositories. But it doesn't pose any problem. Achila shtia is only also if he takes it through the throat. Yeah. If he takes intravenous also, the pasuk can say there's no issa. Yeah. There is a Mishnah in the Shlosha Shofa Mishnah in Brachis that if the three people ate the bread, so they would starve to bench mezunah. What happens if they ate treifas? They ate treifa bread? So then it says, Ein zeh mevarach al manayitz. They don't what? So many Rishonim say that Kesher Rishayim Einim in Aminyan, the Gemara has a Losh in the Sanhedrin. There's no tziruf. Each one has to bench. They have to bench, but there's no zimun. Zimun is Shlosha Shofa Kachas, Bechabura. And if they're eating treifa food, we don't recognize the chabura, but benching they do have to do. And the Rambam sheet is, and that Mishnah, no. You don't bench, you don't say bracha shalafaneha. A wise guy is going to eat treifa food. So he's very frum, he never eats, he's not nanim elam azablai bracha, but he wants to eat the chazit today. He wants to see what chazit tastes like. So the Rambam says, you don't say bracha, not before, not after. You don't say bracha. So what's the din if a person, let's say, has to eat on Yom Kippur? What's the din of a chayla? The doctor says the chayla has to eat the chazah, otherwise he's going to die. Middle of the year. So that's a machlekes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that even if he has a head from Mishum Tikroch Nefesh, treif is treif, and you don't say a brach on treif food. Some Rishonim say no. If he's permitted to eat it, says it's not considered eating treif food. So according to those who hold that even if you have a head to eat the food, you still don't say a bracha before and after, according to the Rambam Shita. So what about the chaylim who eat on Yom Kippur? Many people eat on Yom Kippur. So the Miri quotes a group of Rishonim say that the exact same thing. What's the difference? If you eat on Yom Kippur, even a head to, you don't say a bracha, not before, not after. But that's not the way we pass. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch that on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, if the person has to eat, for sure he says the bracha before. Does he say bracha after? It depends. Did he eat the kazayas terkedei achilas pras? Then he says the bracha after also. Sometimes he will not eat a kazayas. Sometimes if he'll eat pachas mikashir, so the pachas, it won't always be less than a kazayas. Because the shia for achila on Yom Kippur, to violate the iser, is koseres hagasa, which is bigger than a kazayas. A kazayas is a machloik, is two opinions in the machaber. Right, because Rashi in the Rambam, whether Zayis is a half a beitza or a shlish beitza, and the Koseves Hagasa, the Mechaber writes, is slightly less than a beitza, slightly less than a beitza beinonis. By us, the eggs are bigger. We have large size eggs, and when a person wants to measure, he has to measure significantly less than an egg. It has to be right a medium sized egg, which we usually don't. They make mayonnaise out of those eggs. The eggs that they sell in the store that we large. Usually buy are either jumbo or extra large or large eggs. They sell medium-sized eggs also, but usually we don't buy those. So you have to take a medium-sized egg, and then slightly smaller than a medium-sized egg is the shear of koseves agar. So that's the shear for achila, which is more than a kazai. So if the person is eating, let's say, pachas mikas shear, sometimes he will have eaten a kazai stuff for the achila's cross. He just won't have the... He won't have the Issa Chorus of the Kashir Koseves Hagasa. That's also a machloikis. If the person ate bread, let's say Chayla had eaten Yom Kippur, he ate bread, and the Mechaber writes. If it's the head of the Mezamin, the Mezamin also. If the Chayla. That's a machloikis. The Mechaber says that if a person ate bread on Yom Kippur, so when he benches, he should say Yalav Yov. It's printed in a lot of the bench halach that you get at the chasana. So it says Liyolodim Ha'ochlim Yom Kippurim. They say Yalav Yov Yom Kippurim Hazeh. That's the psak of the mechaber. And others question, others disagree. But I think the ongenomen is that he does say Yalav Yov. If the chayli eats on Yom Kippur, he does say Yalav Yov. The shir for shtiya, the Mishnah Berurah says, how long is Tekad Achilas Pras that you have to eat? If one has to eat Pachas Pachas Megashir, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chasam Sefer that it's 9 minutes. 9 minutes is a very big chumrah. 9 minutes. The Pashtus says that it's much less. The Macheshes has a tshuva. Many, many have tshuvas about this. The Macheshes, some say it's longer than 9 minutes. Some say it's 11 and a half minutes. Macheshes has a tshuva. He says it's absolutely impossible. It can't be more than 3 minutes. He says it's not shayach. Not shayach that it should be 9 minutes. But that's the shaila. If a person, they have to ask a rav to work out, they shouldn't be machmir, they shouldn't be mekel. They should just find out what the din is. If a person can, he should talk away 9 minutes between each pachas and shir. If that's too difficult, so then we can chisel it down to less also. By drinking, the shir is also different from kala tarkula. Kala tarkula, the shir for drinking is revius. Yes. And on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, because it's not really nisa achilishti, it's a din ve'inisem, it depends on the yisuv edaita. So the Chachamim established that the Sivadaita is with a Maloy Lugmov. How much is a Maloy Lugmov? So it says, by an Adam Beinani, by an average size mouth, some people have a big mouth, and other people don't have a big mouth. So it's hard to tell what size, who has the big mouth and who's not. Everybody holds the other guy has the big mouth. So how do you determine? So the Gemara says, Shlomo Zalman Reibach says, it's very simple. He doesn't see why everybody has such difficulty. You just fill your mouth up with as much water as it possibly can hold. In a normal way, and then spit it out in a container, and then divide it in half. The Gemara says, Maloy Luk Mav, how much you can hold in one side of the mouth. So he says, you fill up your mouth before Yom Kippur, and you fill it up in a cup, and you divide it in half. In fact, he says, by an Adam Beinani, it's going to be a Rav Revius. By an Adam Beinani, it's a Rav Revius. They say that that's in grams, they say that's between 40 and 45 grams of water. A gram is a weight, and this is a measure of a volume. So we're talking about this potatoes and oranges.
1 cubic centimeter of water is a gram of water. So it's the same thing.
So you got to convert it. I don't know.
28 grams is an ounce.
28 grams is an ounce. So it's between 40 and 45. So you make the chesed between 40 and 45. By shtiya is a machlekes 2 days in mechaber. Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the shear for drinking? What's the shear tzira for shtiya? Is it the maloy lugma of tech kedei achilas pras weiter the 9 minutes or the 6 minutes? Or no, it's a maloy lugma of tech kedei shtiyas revius, which is much less. which is much, much less. According to the Rambam, it's the smaller shiur, so it comes out of kula. You can have a drink, a little bit of the sit, if the person is a chayla mesukan, and he has to have pachas mishir, so have a little bit now, then just wait 1 minute, have a little bit, and then have wait another minute, and have a little bit more. And we're machmir for the ride, most of the possum hold like the ride, because the ride quotes of the Ferish and Mishnah increases like that, that the shiur for shti is also turk of the achilas pras. But the person should really wait, lahatchila, the 9 minutes between pachas mishir, until the next amount. So Zalman Orbach has a shaila about filling up the mouth. When you fill up the mouth and then you divide it in half, so what if a person had all of his teeth? He's missing all of his teeth. Now he wears false teeth. So he measures, does he? The minute he loses all of his teeth, so then there's room
for more
water. Because the teeth
so
displace the water. So the shear changes. Shear changes overnight.
Yeah.
So he thinks that's a little humorous. He thinks that it doesn't make sense. He thinks that you should measure the shear of the Lugma with the false teeth. Even though it's not really part of the body. If yesterday, when he was younger, the shear Malay Lugma was with the teeth, just because now he's missing all of his teeth, he doesn't think that that the shear should change. Some of the pashtus says that it's correct. Yeah, the Pasuk discusses if a person is observing all the dinim of Yom Kippur, everything that he can, but he's a chayla, and the doctor says he has to eat, so he eats. So can you give him an aliyah? And a chazaka, he always gets an aliyah on Yom Kippur, so just because now he's an old man and he can't fast, but he is observing the laws. He's observing to the best of his ability. So the Pasuk say, Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva, the Macheshes has a tshuva about this, so Shachris, they say for sure he can get an aliyah. And Minche, Rabbi Kivega has a pilpul. Rav Soloveitchik used to stay over this pilpul. Minche is a pilpul whether he's allowed to get an aliyah. Why? Why is it manishtan? How come there's a kriyas haTorah on Yom Kippur to Minche? On Yontif there is no kriyas haTorah to Minche. And on Shabbos there is. So is it that Yom Kippur is dino kishabbos? So that's right. So that's why there's a kriyas haTorah to Minche. Or is it because it's like a tiny sibur? So the kriyas haTorah to Yom Kippur to Minche is because it's a tiny sibur. So what's an achkeminus on Shulchan Aruch? There's a machlokes, the mechaber the ramor, and a tiny sibur, the one who gets mafta, ends off Morgan David, and that's all. And on Yom Kippur, the mechaber says that you say Al Torah Bal Avad Bal Yom Kippur Mazeh Baruch Ato Hashem Melach Hakol Haaretz, the Kaddish is all the Yom Kippurim. And the ramor says you don't say that. The ramor says we the Ashkenazim don't say like that. Rav Soloveitchik said in Valojin they followed the minhag of Gerah that they did say like that. They followed the mechaber. That they did say, because in his base medicine in Maimonides in Boston, his meaning was that he told he never got mafti, he's the Halevi. So he never got the mafti.
Could get mafti, no? The Halevi couldn't get mafti if they, not
the Shlishi, yeah. So he would tell the Baal Mafti to follow the Psak of the Muhammad. So that's what Rabbi Kivega. Right, so Rav Soloveitchik pointed that out, the Achronim have that also. The classical Achronim say, that the minig is that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, some say only Yom Kippur, others say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Balkari lanes in a special niggin, especially Yom Daran Digan niggin. And the one who gets Aliyah usually also says a different niggin for the bracha. So what about the Mincha and Yom Kippur? So they quote the Feirish different minhagim, whether you lane the special Yom Kippur Digan niggin to the Kriyas HaTorah, the regular. So the Achrenim say, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the Achrenim on the bottom of the Mat Ephraim, right, they quote all of this. So they say everything is haba hatalya. That if you hold that you say only Magen David, you don't say Al Torah Val Avod, it means that it's a kriyas haTorah like a tiny sibur. So you say Elena regular bracha digin nigin, a regular nigin from all year long. But if you lay in regular trap, right? But if you hold that that you do say Al Torah Val Avod, so you treat the kriyas haTorah Yom Kippur to Mincha like a Yom Kippur Dikki Kriya, not a tiny Siba Dikki Kriya, so then you should have this special nigan. And that's the Shaila, that's the Nafkimina, where the Rebbe Kivega says, the person who observed all the laws of Yom Kippur that he can, but the doctor said, and Halacha says you have to listen to the doctor, that he should eat, he had to eat on Yom Kippur. So if the Kriya is HaTorah to Mincha, the Torah is tiny Sibur, so whoever's not fasting can't get an Aliyah, like on a regular tiny Sibur. If you're not fasting, you don't give an Aliyah. But if the Kriya is HaTorah, the Torah is Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur, then he may get an aliyah. So it should be Hobo Hatalya. We Paskin like the Ramah, our minig is like the Ramah, that we don't say Al HaTorah Val Avodah. So the Pashtus says that means that it's a Kriyas HaTorah of a tiny Sibur. So the one is not Misaneh, that's a Rabbi Kivega, says Lamaskan. Should not be given an aliyah to Mincha but he may be given an aliyah to shachris. Yeah. Some people have chazakas for years and years that they always get maftayon and they get this, they get that. Then when they become very old and feeble, they push, can't stand. They can only sit on a wheelchair. So are you allowed to give such a person an aliyah? Had a chazaka for 50 years in this kehillah you got. Are you allowed to give such a person an aliyah that he should say Baruch Hashem Hashem on the Baruch sitting down? So it says the Dovish HaBikdush, you have to recite Baruch Hashem standing up. If you're on an airplane, if you have no brere, so belays brere. But him, hotach brere, this man has a chazaka 50 years. But there are another 150 people in the shul, they can all say the mafta yoyna with standing up. So the pashta says that it's not right.
If a person is permitted to eat, is there any part of the davening where he can be a shliach tzibur?
So yes, Rav Soloveitchik, that shaila. If a person is eating on Yom Kippur, is he allowed to serve as the shliach tzibur? So he said he doesn't think it's right because he's going to strengthen the chan and this will require of him that he's going to have to eat extra. So he says he has no heter to eat the extra. He only has a heter to eat what he needs to survive. He has no heter to eat more in order to serve as the chas. So he said he didn't get involved in other, he didn't answer you. You have a lamdash shaila. That's what he avoided the longest. He said he doesn't think that it's proper at all. Yeah. He thinks that he's
a person is so sick who has
that's
to eat.
That's a big machlokes. A person eats on Yom Kippur, does he say Kiddush? So the Magen Avraham says no. And if you do it, maybe a bracha l'atola. And they have a whole discussion. What bracha l'atola? He's going to say Baruch Yad Rochen. He's not going to say any. We don't have a bracha. A Shabbat Habanim Kolon. And maybe you should say Shabbat Habanim. There's a whole discussion. What's our bracha l'atola is he talking about? No, it's a kind of. He is eating a suda. Let's say the doctors tell him he has to eat a suda. He can't eat that. In that case. So the psak HaMekubal is, the psak that's on Gnomen is that on a Yom Kippur that falls out on a weekday, we pass him, there's no Kiddush. But Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbos, that's a pilpul, that's still a Shaila. Because maybe that's a regular Shabbos, maybe there is a Takana, you gotta say Kiddush on Shabbos. So maybe when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, and normal people are fasting, so of course they don't say Kiddush. But the fellow who has to eat, so that's a machloikis. I think the meaning there also is that we follow the Yosemech says no. The Yosemech says that when Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbos, the two Kiddushes blend together, and this Shabbos is not Mechayiv in Kiddush. This Shabbos is blended, it's a different thing. It's not Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos Yom Kippur hyphenated, and this Shabbos is not Mechayiv in Kiddush, it's not Mechayiv in Shalosh Shuris. I think by regular Yom Kippur, for sure is ungenomen that he doesn't say Kiddush. Even though there is a Machloikis Achayin in the Magen Avraham quotes, ungenomen he doesn't say Kiddush. When Yom Kippur, Chaldis B'Shabbos, and Mikireget Shepherds with the Magen Avraham, and he says maybe you should. And I think the minig olim is not like Rabbi Kivegan. The minig is like the Asamech, that he says you don't say Kiddush even in that case.
We said by Yichud last night,
by
Malib, that's not
the Kiddush. No, that's not Kiddush. No, you say Kiddush, the Rambam says that Kiddush ala Yain is only the Rabbani, Kiddush B'Dvarim is the Raisi. So you say Kiddush by saying the Mayru.
Oh, so we are, yes, there is a Kiddush. There is still a Kiddush.
No. Yeah. Kiddush
B'Dvarim. Kiddush
B'Dvarim. Yeah. But their discussion is what about Kiddush Alayayin? If a person is a chayv and he's eating anyway, what's with Kiddush Alayayin? Yeah, the Kiddush and the Dab. The Shman Esri is the Kiddush. Shman Esri is the Kiddush.
Any difference whether he uses wine or challah? Can he make Kiddush?
If all he's going to say is Bar Pri HaGofen, the Achronim discuss Kiddush in the morning, you only say Bar Pri HaGofen. So then it says in the Mechaber, you cannot make Kiddush, you cannot make Kiddush Shabbos morning on Challah. What are you going to say, Amoitzi? This morning I said Amoitzi. You didn't do anything. I didn't start off my breakfast. I didn't eat breakfast today. When I ate my lunch at 1:30 today, so I didn't start off with Bar Pri HaGofen. I started off with Amoitzi. So you're going to say Kiddush on Shabbos morning. All you say is Amoitzi. What are you going to say? Zohar Yom Shabbos L'Katshei. That's not Makkeh. Many didn't even say it L'Hatchila. The Pesukim are not Makkeh. The Kiddush on Shabbos morning only consists of the Bracha. So the Mechaber writes, Kiddush Shabbos morning you cannot say on Pas. You can only say on Yayin.
Yeah.
Kiddush Friday night, that's the Machlokes. We pass can either Pas or Yayin. Whichever the person enjoys better. The Mishnah says that on Yom Kippur the Kohanim duchen three times. They duchen Shachris and they duchen Musaf and they duchen by Ne'ilah. Normally, how come we don't duchen later in the day? Because of the Hashash Shikris, that you're not allowed to duchen If he shasa revius, if he drank some yain, he's not allowed to dochel. So if he ate a meal, so the concern maybe he drank some intoxicating beverage, and he's not allowed to dochel. So even if he didn't drink, so we don't allow, the chacham didn't institute dochening in the afternoon. So even on Yom Kippur, when everybody's fasting, so they don't allow dochening in mincha. If the kohen went up to the dochen, you don't kick him off, so you let him dochen. But mechatchila, the mechaber quotes from the Gemara, you don't allow the kohen to dochen by mincha. It's a light plug Yom Kippur to all year long, but Nila, you don't daven all year long. Nila is a special tefillah that you only say on a tiny sibur. So Nila, the Medina, the Mishnah, Medina, the Gemara, the Kohanim Duchen, and the Ila as well. The Shaila is that by Yas, most of the time, there are three sheetahs, when do you say Nila? So one sheetah in the Gemara, the last daven in Yuma. One sheetah is, you have to daven Nila balayla. You begin davening Nila at night. The other sheetah, we don't follow that sheetah. The other sheetah has it, you have to finish Nila bayom. Lachatri, you should finish Nila mebayom. The minigolem is that we follow the middle sheet that you should start by yom. If you started nila by yom, then you can even continue into the middle of the night. So that's the minigolem, that we start nila by yom when we finish in the middle of the night. So the shot is by the time the Kohanim come to Duchen, it's already night. Late, it's already after the Shkia. So if it's Ben Ash, so there's a Yerushalmi in the end of Tainis, which seems to say, the Rishonim understand the Yerushalmi is saying, the Duchening is Hukash to HaKrovus HaKarbonis. The Pasuk says in Dvorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled out the Kohanim, Ki Bom Bachar Hashem L'Shorso U'Levarach B'Shmo. He singled out the Kohanim, they should do HaKrovus HaKarbonis, U'Levarach B'Shmo, they should Duchen. So there's a hektish between the two. So we learn out a lot of halachas from that, that it has to be Bamide, they have to Duchen standing up, just like they have to stand when they do HaKrovus HaKarbonis, and several dinim. So it sounds from the Yerushalmi that you also learn out when you get to Laila. That's how all of Yerushalmi say, that you're not allowed to Duchen Balaila, just like you're not makir with any korbanos balayla. The one that disagrees is the Maharil. The Maharil says in Frankfurt, the minig was that they used to duchen balayla. So the Magen Avraham quotes this from the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Nesias Kapayin, and he says they all shry that the minig Frankfurt is wrong, that you're not permitted to duchen by Neila if it's in the middle of the night. And others on the Yashiv, the Shagasarye, it has a chibur on Tainus called the Guras Ari. Well, he chapters every Rashi and Taisus who add on one word more than the Gemara. He chapters them and he gives a different shot. He says that he brings up with everything Rashi and Taisus. So at the end of the Masech, the last Shagas Aryeh, the last paragraph in the Sefer, conks out in the middle of the shtickle. So the seal is missing. But you have the beginning. It says all the Rishonim say pe'echo that you cannot duchen balayla, just like Hakrovus Karbonis is no good balayla, and they all base it on Yerushalmi. He reinterprets the Yerushalmi that it doesn't say that, and he says, "Aye, but the Yerushalmi does make a hekish." So he says, "V'yesh leima," and the rest is chaval al diyavon. The manuscript is missing. But you look in the Maharil, state in the Maharil what the teretz is. There is no halacha that you cannot do any korbanos balayla. It's not true. You can do. There are, right? There are. You can. Nisachayin is good balayla. The halacha is avodas hadam is no good balayla. When you bring a korban, you have Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zvika. Then when you have a Korban Mincha, Rashi points out in Sota that there are four Avodas in the Mincha that parallel to the four Avodas of the Dam by Izvachim. So Avodas HaDam is not Kosher Balayla, that's Psukim. But other Avodas are Kosher Balayla. So that's what the Maharil says, the Fair. If I emphasize the meaning, he says that Yerushalmi never said that you can't Duchen Balayla. So the Mishnah talks about not Duchening by Mayrav. A different reason why. It's not because there's no Duchening. So that's why in some communities they have the minig that the Maharil mentions, that they duchen by Nila as well. Our minig usually is that we don't duchen by Shachris. So some Achran, Mate Ephraim writes, quotes from the Maharil, I think, that even though every Yontif we only duchen by Musaf and not by Shachris, but on Yom Kippur, the minig was in many communities that they duchen to Shachris also. Manishtana, why should it be different? So they give the Hezbollah why. So they say that the Kohen, it says in Shulchan Aruch, why do we do away with the duchening all year long?
Simcha.
Simcha. You have to say, Levach HaSam Yisrael B'Yahava. It has to be in a happy state of mind. So, Midoche Kapanos, everybody's running around to make a panos, so they're not so happy. Even on Shabbos, they're worried about panos. Yontif, they're all relaxed, so they're not worried about panos. So, because the Rishonim say that Shachris He's also not in a good mood of simcha because there's so much davening yet to come. A lot, they say. But Musaf, he knows he's going to go home and make kiddush and eat. So Musaf is in a state of simcha. So the Achrayim say, "Bamedvam Amurim." That's on Pesach Shavuos Sukkis. So Musaf is different from Shacharis because he's soon going to go home and he's going to eat. And Shacharis not. This is Rishayim saying that. But on Yom Kippur, he's in shul all day long. So what do you say? Either he's in the same mood all day long. It's not going to change. So he says, he says if he's in a good mood, so then you duchen all day long. You duchen all day long. Rather, they're different than Hagen. Shulchan Aruch records a minig that on all year long, the Gemara says when you say Kriya Shema, you don't say Baruch Shem Kvam Achus Eliyon Void out loud. When Yaakov Avinu said, he asked his children, Shema Yesh Bechem Psul, he because Yaakov Avinu says Hakeitz, he wanted to tell him, he wanted to tell him when Mashiach is going to come. So Nistalka Himenu Shechina, so he thought, maybe Emi Galen Asa Soid Elil Tznuit. Maybe they're not Roilakav. So he asked, Shema Yesh Bechem Psul, maybe someone doesn't have Amuna. So he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Kan Hashem Echad. They all have Amuna. They're full. So he was excited and he said, Baruch Shem Kvam Achus Elyon Void. He was so happy. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Torah, he only wrote Shema Yisrael. He didn't write Baruch Shem Kvam Achus Elyon Void. So the Gemara says, so what should we do when we say Krishna? Should we say Baruch Shem like Yaakov Avinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it in the Chumash? Should we leave it out, but Yaakov Avinu did say? So the Gemara says, we say Balacha. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that on Yom Kippur we say Bikol Rav. What is this compromise based on? So the Nesivis writes in his drushes in the Nachlas Yankiv, all the Gdolim in Europe used to use this Nachlas Yankiv. Everybody, the Brisker Rav, everybody used to quote from the Nesivis' drushes. So he writes in his drushes, the Marsho says on that Gemara, how come Taka Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it? If Yankiv got excited when he heard the children say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, they have a Munah, so he was excited, he said, Boro, Galoy Psegot, that my children have a Munah. So why didn't the Rabbanu Shalom dictate to Moshe Rabbeinu after Shema Yisrael? You should write in the Chumash Baruch Shem. So the Marsha says, what's the Tzushto? In the days of Yaakov Avinu, what did Yiddishkeit consist of? Emun and Yichud Hashem, they shouldn't be intermarried, they shouldn't marry a Shiksa, and they should observe Bris Milah. Yeah. And they should live in Eretz Yisrael. That was the ganze Yiddishkeit. So they did. So they lived in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't marry any Shiksa. They all observed Bris Milah, Yaakov Avinu saw to it. He thought maybe they had Sveikus in Amunah. So then they said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Chod, we have Amunah. So he said, Galak to God, Dala Kinda, Kulam Ahufim, Kulam Ruben, they're all food. So he said, Baruch Shem from Achuz Yom Avod. He got excited. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a whole baggage of Tayag Mitzvahs. So it's not what to be so excited about. When you hear that he is subscribes to Yichud Hashem, he believes in one God. There are many Jews, Bar Menachem Rabin, believe in Yichud Hashem. They don't keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Tavis and Mishpacha. The Jews are hot. So it's also Madrega that the Jews are hot. But there's nothing to be so excited about. To say the Hislav is Baruch Shem Kavim Chusu Gam Avoid. So that's why the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to leave it out. So that's what the Chazal say. We say it, but we don't say it because of them. But on Yom Kippur, Zot the Nesivis, we want to beg, would the Rebbeinu Shalom have Rachmanet on Klal Yisrael? So we say, Rabbi Shalom, you should jump from joy. At least we have Yichud Hashem. At least all the people in Shul believe in one God. We're only Jews at heart. We don't keep all of the mitzvahs. But Yom Kippur, Yom Mechilas Avoinus, you should give us a break and be happy about the fact that at least that we are part of Klal Yisrael. The Poskim say la'aloha that this is what's leikuvah for who's part of Klal Yisrael and who's not. So in order to be, let that person talks Lashon Hara, another person cheats on business, another person, whatever, he does little averis here and there. Little bit, he eats trefus on the side, so he's not called not a member of Klal Yisrael. He's an avarian, so he does many averis. He's an avarian. How serious an avera does a person have to do that he should lose his status that he's yotzim and aklal, that he's not part of Klal Yisrael? So the Rambam writes, if a person doesn't believe in the Ikari HaEmunah, wasn't one who doesn't believe in Ikari HaEmunah is not a part of Klal Yisrael. He has a kedushas Yisrael, he's Jewish, but he's not considered a member of Klal Yisrael. So what else? So the Pashtus is, some poskim say that these are the conditions. If what it says by Avram Avinu, by the Bris Milah, whoever has Bris Milah and doesn't intermarry and has a shaychus with Eretz Yisrael and has Emunah, that's the definition of Klal Yisrael. All the rest is their mitzvahs. So on Yom Kippur, we want the Rebbeinu Shalom to give us a break. So we say, look, all the Yidden came to Shul and they believe in Yichud Hashem. They don't worship Avinu, they believe in Yichud Hashem. And they're not intermarried. And they have Bris Milah, and they support Eretz Yisrael. So that's it. So Rebbeinu Shalom should jump from joy that his kinder are part of Klal Yisrael. May the Rebbeinu Shalom give us all a Gemara Chassidina Toivah and a good year Ben Shtiyon. So in the Sefer Tenuas HaMusar, he quotes that Rabbi Saul Salanta was influenced by an Adam Gadol who was Rabbi Zundel Salanta. Zundel Salanta had learned in Valojani Yeshiva, and he followed all the traditions of the Vilna Gaon in all the areas of Halacha, all Dalit Chalki Shulchan Aruch. And when it came to Vidui, he followed what it says in the Ramah. He didn't follow the Nusach HaGro only to say the Vidui once. So somebody confronted him and he asked, if everything else he follows Nusach HaGro, why doesn't he do the same over here? So he says he's afraid if he's going to act like a Knakadok, such a big Talmud Chacham, not to say we sustain to be Meshana Ibn Hagim. You're going to judge him in the Bezen Shalmaila on a higher level if he's really such a big Talmud Chacham that he knows how to, he's so smart, that he knows not to follow what it says in the printed Slichas. So he should have known better over here, he should have known better over there. So he says when it comes to Slichas, he wants to follow the regular minhag. It's interesting in the Ramah, it says that you have to be careful if you have a Din Torah, you're permitted to have a Din Torah in Aseres Mei Tshuva, but you have to be careful if you have a Din Torah not to put somebody in Cherim, not to be Matal Cherim, because it's Yomim Neiroim, and you don't want to make any Kitchugim. So the Achronim quote on this Siman, Tofresh Beis, they quote a list of different days in addition to the Aseres Mei Tshuva, a list of additional days when the Bezin should avoid administering a shvua, in case someone will swear a shvua shekes, it'll be an avera yosef hamura because it's a yomim nerun. So they give a list of days, and they don't know what those days correspond to. The Achrayim don't know what happened on those days. So one of the days that they quote, the Achrayim from Europe, from hundreds of years ago, one of the days that they quote, they don't know what it corresponds to, was Hey Ear. They don't know why. Hey, yeah, that's when they celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut. Chof Chesir is not one of the days. The Yom Yerushalayim is not one of the days. But Hey, yeah, is one of the days that they quote. They say they don't know what's what man is done at this day from all the other days. Why it's one of the Yomim they rhyme during the year. They have different traditions. Some disagree with others, but Hey, yeah, nobody disagrees with. So Chanoch says that the minig is that an Erev Yom Kippur, the Rishonim already say, an Erev Yom Kippur, everybody, the people go to the mikveh. The Ishtams from the Rosh, in the end of Maseches Yuma, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Sadi Goyen, that you go to mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur, you say the bracha, Shekel Shana B'mitzvot, so v'tzivonu ala tefilo. And the Rosh disagrees, he says, he doesn't think that you should say a bracha. Mechetesi, you want to go to mikveh, mechetesi, but not to say a bracha. What's taka the Indian of going to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur more so than if it's the rest of the year? So the Rosh implies, the Rosh understood Rav Sadi Goyen as having felt that this is the halach in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the chayv adam and tayar atzma beregel, that a person has to be tohar before Yontav comes in order to be able to absorb the Kedushas HaYom. If the person is in a state of tumah, he won't be able to absorb the Kedushas HaYom properly. So he said so the Rosh understood, the Rabbeinu Sadi Goyen holds that this applies not only to Sholosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, it applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. When he wrote Yom Kippur, he didn't only mean Yom Kippur, he meant Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. And it's a real din you learn out from a Pasuk. Ubinivlosim loisigo, the Pasuk says in Chumash Vayikra, you're not permitted to touch the nevela of a dead behemoth. What's the aver? Even a kohen is only muzer not to touch a human mate. A lot of times the Kohanim go to high school or they go to college, so they want to know, they're allowed to dissect the dead mouse or the dead frog or whatever. So the Kohanim are only Musa not to be metame to human beings, to human mason, not there's no prohibition, even for Kohanim not to be metame to a dead sheriff. There's tumah, but even if there is tumah, but there's no issa to be metame. So what does the Pasuk say in connection with an available in a velosimor of Sigur? So Rosh and Chumash quotes in the Gemara, in the first paragraph in Rosh Hashanah, that it goes Berego. So the Rosh understood the Rabbeinu Sadi Goyen meant Lav Davki Yom Kippur, he meant all the Yom Tov. The Shah Gesari has the famous tshuva, which the Pischei tshuva quotes, the last page in Chelek Hamishi of the Mishnah Brura, the end of Hilchos Yontem. On the last page, he quotes the famous Shah Gesari. He says that Chai Barum Taratzma Beregel is not a din in order to be able to absorb the Kusha Sayyim of Yontem. No, you have to be Eila Regel. You have to walk into the Azore.
You
have to be Tohor. If the person is not Tohor, so he's not permitted to enter the Azores. So and the Mela doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur when there's no Aliyah or Regel, you don't walk into the Azores. Number two, it doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh B'chlal. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, nobody's entering into the Azores. What are we going to... We're not Tohor. What, we're going to get rid of a Tumas Keri, but you still have the Tumas Meis. You haven't gotten rid of all the Tumas that we have. So even the Tvila and the Mikvah and Erev Pesach and Erev Shavuot and Erev Sukkot will not enable us to enter into the Azores. So the Shah Gesari says the whole thing doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh. He has a rife in the Rambam like that. The Rambam put this din Chai Barom Tarat Zma Beregel. He put it in connection with the Korbanis. He doesn't put it in Hilchas Yontav. He puts it by the Hakrovas Korbanis, by the Aliyah LaRegel. So that's a shver of pshat, what the Pashtus is. That's a shver of pshat, what the Rosh understood pshat in the Rabbi Nesad Yigoyen, that it's a din of Chai Barom Tarat Zma Beregel. Others say that it's because in Rishonim. Others say that the Gemara lists off all of the various takonis that Ezra made. So one of the Ezra takonis, the Gemara in Bava Kamma and the end of Perek Merubah, lists off Ezra takonis of Ezra. So one of the takonis was that a Balkeri is not permitted to learn and he's not permitted to daven. So the Gemara says in Brachas, at the end of the third Perek, that at a certain time in history, the later Tanoim, Ezra was at the beginning of the Bayi Sheni, so the later Tanoim, after the Korban Bayi Sheni, were Mevatel, they did away with this Takonis Ezra, based on the Pasuk, Halo Kol Dvori Ko Eish Nium Hashem, just like Eish is not Mekabel Tumah, so too Divrei Torah is not Mekabel Tumah, so you don't, a person doesn't have to go to Mikra before he learns Torah. A Balkeri is permitted to learn Torah. And what's about the other half of the Takonis Ezra, that a Balkeri is not permitted to daven? So it doesn't say black on white in the Gemara, whether Ezra ever did away, whether the later Tanaim ever did away with that half of the Takonis. So that's a machloike, is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, the Rambam writes in Takin Hilchas Shvis HaSos in the Dinim of Yom Kippur, he says that he was never Mevatel Takonis Ezra. He always went to Mikveh before he davened, but he says it's only Amidas Chassidus, because Mikir Adin, when the Gemara says they're Mevatel Takonis Ezra for learning Torah, also included is that they're Mevatel Takonis Ezra for the purpose of davening as well, and Zman HaZeh HaBalkeri is permitted to daven. It's negated to Yom Kippur. Paul Zman that the Takonis Ezra was still Betokfai, that a Balkeri wasn't permitted to daven, so then if a person is a Balkeri and has to daven on Yom Kippur, so he's permitted to be tovel in the mikveh, that's not called rechitza shel tainug. If the din requires he has to go to mikveh in order to be able to daven, so that's rechitza shel mitzvah. It's not called rechitza shel tainug mutter. Or b'bizman, as the Rambam writes, that it's only midas chassidus, in mikveh, then you are permitted to daven without going to the mikveh. So then like this sirik, rechitza shel tainug. So it's prohibited. So the Rambam Shita is that once the Tanoim were Mevatel at Takonis Ezra Legabi Liman HaTorah, so they were also Mevatel at Takonis Ezra Legabi Davening, so Bizman HaZeh HaBalkeri Mikra Adin is permitted to daven without going to Mikveh. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid is not on the side of the Rambam. The Rosh, in the end of the third Perek in Brochus, quotes this Ravid. It's the same Ravid who has all the disagreements on the side. The Baal HaSog, there were other Ravids, but this is our Ravid, our famous Ravid. The Ravid disagrees and he holds not true. He holds the Gemara just says there are Mevatel Takonis Ezra Legabi learning. There are never Mevatel Takonis Ezra Legabi davening. So it's a machlokes halacha l'maaseh, the Chassidim and the Misnagdim. The Misnagdim follow the Rambam and the Chassidim follow the Ravid, that one is not permitted to daven. If he's a Balkeri, he has to go to Mikra. So even the Misnagdim, when it comes Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, or at least when it comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so we're more machmer. It says that a Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, you should be more machmer on things. Even if Mikra Adin is Mutter, you shouldn't use so many loopholes. You should try to avoid using kulas in the Yom Noran. So that's what some Rishonim say. That the reason why we have the minhag to go to Mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, is at least these few days we should be medakteh to the Yotzeh, the Shitas HaRaivah, that a Balkeri should not daven yet. Other Achrayim say that that's also not correct. That's not the real reason why. We make a let, we hold like the Rambam and that's Talacha all year long, including Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the dinners of Balkeri made davening. And under Maisa they say that the tefillah is l'shem tshuva. that the din is that a ger hamizgayer, if a nochri wants to convert to become Jewish, so he has to undergo a process as a maisa gerish. He can't just promise to keep the laws of the Torah and Friday. He has to have milo if it's a man, and the person has to have tefillah whether it's a man or a woman, a ger or a geris, has to be tefillah in a mikveh. So any Jew who is over mitzvah satera in a certain sense, ve'ata meshumed, he's a muma b'miktzas. A muma is dinik nachri b'miktzas. So when the person who's a mumer, a balavera, wants to be chayzer b'tshuva, so in a certain sense it's like a geris. A mikra din, he already is a yi. It's all alpha pishachot to Yisrael, who said there's no need for geris again. If a yid taka becomes a meshumed, and then he wants to be chayzer b'tshuva, then it says in Yeridei, they quote from the Ovis de Rav Nosson, that a Jew who became a meshumen and wants to become back to Hashem and mitzvah should undergo tefillah, and if it's a man, he should have taka hatofes gambris. He should have the whole geiris all over again. He should have the whole geiris. Some rishonim hold that it's a dimin atayra, that he has to have geiris. The goyim hold that a meshumen dinikakum mamish, he loses his tushis Yisrael. And we always assume not so. We assume that once a Jew, always a Jew. That Yisrael afa pishachot Yisrael, that he can, once he's a yid, he can never become an ochri. So Meshumet is Dina Kenochri, has certain din, but not that he loses the Kedushas Yisrael. So we assume that that din that's mentioned in the Yeridei from the Ovis Rav Nosson is only a din de Rabbanon. But Kol Parim, there is such a din, a din de Reis, a din de Rabbanon. So that's what we follow the practice over here, that if a person is a Baal Aver, any Aver, he talks to Loshon Hara, he talks in the middle of davening, he cheats in business, he cheats on income tax, whatever Aver, he eats too much, it's also an Aver, doesn't take care of his health, he eats unhealthy food, whatever Aver, everyone... Yeah, everyone does it. Smokes, anything that's unhealthy. Any averus that a person does, that when he decides he wants to be a chayzer b'tshuva, so that's a geiris. That's in a certain sense a geiris. He lost part of his kedushas Yisrael by being a mumer, lagabi, whatever mitzvah he doesn't observe. And then when he's chayzer b'tshuva, it's in a certain sense a maisa geiris. And then a geir, the maisa geiris, consists of tefillah. That's why it's generally assumed. But this doesn't explain why the Rabbi Nasad Yigan says he say a bracha. If you hold the Rabbeinu Sadi, you're going to hold Chai Bottom Tair Atzma Beregel is a real din that applies even Bizman Hazeh and even to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay, so then we understand. But it doesn't sound like he says that. He says only on Yom Kippur. He doesn't say the Pesach Shavuot Sukkis. And if he means because we're Machmer for the, what, Rabbeinu Sadi, you're going to hold Mikir Adin like the Raivid. But about Keri, so what's up? It's only on Erev Yom Kippur. So all year long about Keri. He's only talking Erev Yom Kippur. No, us. Yom Kippur were machmer like the what do you mean? Machmer, so you say a bracha on the tefillah on every Yom Kippur because you want to be machmer for a shita that we don't pass a line. It doesn't make sense. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says behechreach yechtamam shat and Rabbeinu Sadi goin, that he holds that this is a din derais. When the pasuk says a chumish lefnei Hashem titaru, so what does that mean? Lefnei Hashem titaru. So geveilach the Rambam says pshat when one is in the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom on Yom Kippur, that's what it means. Lefnei Hashem titaru tu tshuva. There's a chiyuv tshuva all year long, a person has to be chayzer b'tshuva. And then on Yom Kippur, there's an added mitzvah of tshuva. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to speak about. What a few Rishonim say like that, like the Rambam. The Rambam says that since Yom Kippur is a Yom Kapara, Kates Kapara Slich Lechlal Yisrael, so that's why there's an added chiyuv tshuva. What do you mean an added chiyuv tshuva? If it would have been Erev Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Yom Kippur also chiyuv to do tshuva. So Manish Tana, what is Nitaisif on Yom Kippur? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that all year long the chiyuv to do tshuva only begins when there's hakaras achet, when there's yediyas achet. If the person doesn't know, he's not aware of the fact that he did an avera, then there's no chiyuv to do tshuva. And the Tosis in Shavuos has like that. And Dav David on the base, Tosis says in Shavuos, commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, it says, if a person, let's say, was Machal Shabbos B'Shegeg, a person ate chelev adam B'Shegeg, he has to bring a korban chatos to the Beis HaMikdash for kapara purposes. So the pasuk says, "O hoda lov chatos ashechata bo." O hoda means im hoda, like the other pasukim like that. That the word "o" means im. So im noda lo, if he's aware of the fact that he didn't have error, then he brings a carbon chatos and he gets a kapar. So Tosis is bothered with akasha. A chatos is not bo benedim and adova. So if you're not aware that you're mechal Shabbos, you're not permitted to bring a carbon chatos. It'll be chulam bazara. You can't say, in the event that I was Mechal Shabbos, let this be Achatos. And in the event that you want Mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring Chulam Bazar. So Chashteitzach, that you can only bring Achatos if you have Yediyas Achet. So what does the Pasuk have to mention? Oh, the love Chatos Shabbos. But we would all understand that on their own. That's elementary. You ask a child who knows the Dinim. So he would say, why do you have to have Yediyah? So that's what Tosfos says. No, the Pasuk means to say the following. Before Yediyas Achet, There's no chiyuv to bring a korban whatsoever, even if Aliva Demis, he was Mechal Shabbos. The Tosafot gives the following case. Let's say on Shabbos the person actually was Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. And then on Sunday, he doesn't know whether he was Mechal Shabbos. And he's nervous, so he says, just in case I was Mechal Shabbos yesterday, I want to set aside this behemoth as a korban chatos, and I'll bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and we'll see what we're going to do with it. So if he's going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen will say, are you sure you're Mechal Shabbos? He says, no, I'm not sure, so they won't be makir. Let's say he comes to the Beis HaMikdash on Tuesday, and they ask him, what is this? Achatus. For what? Chil Shabbos. Were you really Mechal Shabbos? He says, yeah. On Sunday, when I was mafish tachatus, I didn't know whether I was Mechal Shabbos or not. On Monday, I thought over everything that I did, and I came to the realization, Taki, I did a Chil Shabbos on Shabbos. But his idea sachet was on Monday, and the hafrosha sachatus was on Sunday. So Taisa says the hafrosha is not chal. That's what the pasuk says. When he becomes aware of the fact that he did an avera, then he's able to be mafrish. Before yediyah sachet, there's no chiyav chatas, there's no chiyav tshuva, and you can't even be mafrish, even if Aliba Demis is going to turn out that he was Mechal Shabbos already. And by the time he's going to bring this carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he will already have ascertained that Itake was Mechal Shabbos and he is Mechuyav chatas. But at the time he was mafrish, he wasn't Magdash it. So the Kohen will tell him, you want to be makrevit? Be mafreshit now. Say now, I'm magdish this behemoth zechatus. Your hakdash of Sunday was meaningless. It wasn't chal. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what's the yisayda halacha? What's the din that Taisus is saying? That without yediyah sachet, there's no chiyuv tshuva at all. Not only there's no chiyuv chatas, no chiyuv to do tshuva. If I didn't do an avera, there's no chiyuv tshuva. On Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam and a group of other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yoina also like that in Shari Tshuva. According to the Rambam and a group of other Rishonim, the pasuk says Lufnei Hashem Tetaru. There's an added chiyuv tshuva. The person should be mefashvish b'maisav and memashvish b'maisav to try to think. Maybe I did some other. Doesn't mean doesn't mean the person should become neurotic and psychotic and to think about ridiculous things. Is a special lashon tovah, yeah. That in that case, that's the halacha. And in that case, the sophic is mechayev. That's a special. Yeah. It's a good taina. I don't know. It's a very strong hair. I don't know. This is Rav Soloveitchik suggested. It's a very good kasha. I don't know. Megan, yes. Also Megan means that she does need kapara. I don't know. You got to think about it. Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe this is the chiddush. You have to think into it. No, it's a good question. I don't know. So he thought that that's what it means, the added mitzvah of tshuva. So the Rambam learns Pshat Lifnei Hashem, the Torah means that on Yom Kippur, when one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when one is in the presence of the Shechina, there's an added chiyuv to Torah to be mitayer oneself. Other Rishonim learn, the Ramban and the Rav Sadia Gaon learn Lifnei Hashem means an Erev Yom Kippur, when you're about to be mekabel kedushas hayom. Lifnei Hashem means, Lifnei means prior to, not when you are in the presence of the Shechina, but before. One is mekabel kedushas hayom. So then to Torah you should purify yourself. And what way should you purify yourself? So the Ramban says that Ramban is quoted by the Mogen Avraham. The Ramban says on Yuma, the sugi of the end of Yuma, that there's a special chiyuv to recite vidui on Erev Yom Kippur immediately before Kabbalah's Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. So that's why the Chachamim were afraid maybe he'll have the Suda Mafsekes and he'll get drunk. Shema Yered Val Takola B'Suda. So some Hashem says, learn Yered Val Takola, he'll choke and he'll die. It's a different shot. So the Ramban doesn't learn like that. He says he'll eat so much, he may get drunk, he'll be tired, he'll forget about it, and he won't say the vidui that he's supposed to say, Lifnei Hashem Titori, you should purify yourselves by reciting vidui and Erev Yom Kippur. So that's what the Chachamim said, Tochoch, say the vidui before you eat the Suda Mafsekes. Why did they institute that vidui? That's the vidui the Araisa that you're supposed to say in Erev Yom Kippur. But Leoilam, you should really say it, Somoch Haskolos Hayom. But they're afraid that people are rushing, everybody runs the last minute, so they may forget to say the vidui. So they said, say the vidui, dab mincha, before the Suda Mafsekes, say the vidui then. But the Ramban Taka holds, what if the person finished the Suda Mafsekes, and he does have the presence of mind, and he does have a few minutes to say vidui? Then he holds, Mikra Adin Deraisa, Shetaka, repeat the vidui again, Samach le Kedushas Hayom. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom, yes, that the proper thing is that one should be machmer for the Shitas HaRaman, say over the Vidui again after the Surah Hamav says it. That's what
we don't say the same.
Right, right.
We just say for the Zaka.
Right. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The minig is that you say Tefillah Zaka. You don't say over the same. He introduced in his base medrash in Boston, in addition to the Tefillah Zaka, that whoever wants to say should say before. Introduce that the whole call together says Hashem Nebagadnu, no, the whole Alchet, the whole Arich is the same Vida that they say by Mincha after the Shemar Esrei, so they say that also. And then whoever wants should say Tefillah Zak in addition, private Tefillah Zak. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Ramban, that Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Lifnei Hashem does mean in the presence of the Shechina, means immediately before Yom Kippur, Kedushas Yom Kippur, one should be mitayer himself by reciting Vida. So the Rosh Hashulchan says, apparently the Rabbeinu Sadya Goyen, because we don't have Pshat and Rav Sadya Goyen, what does he write only on Erev Yom Kippur? You tell people in the Mikvah and you say, Broch, what about Erev Rosh Hashanah? What about Pesach Shavuot Sukkis? So the Rosh Hashulchan says, apparently Rabbeinu Sadya Goyen learns that that's the Pshat and the Pasuk. Lifnei Hashem, before Yom Kippur, Tiyataru, you should be Tevel in the Mikvah. So that's a mitzvah sesed deraisa. So you say a brocha. Like you say a brocha on all mitzvah. Anu mitzvah deraisa. Anu mitzvah deraisa. That's why the proper thing is, if possible, to be mehadir, to be medaktik, then on Erev Yom Kippur, one should be tovel in a kosher and mikveh. Or you long the Hasidim who are machmer for the shittas arrive, just go to a menel's mikveh, just to a mikveh that's good enough for a balkari. The Gemara says that maim shuvim, although maim shuvim is possible for a mikveh, but it's kosher for Tfilos Balkeri, it's satisfactory for the Takonis Ezra. But on Erev Yom Kippur, if you're only choshish for the Shittas Arayvid, that's why you go to Mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, so Genuka Chsidish Mikveh for Erev Yom Kippur also. But if one is choshish for the other reasons why, either because Chai Bonam Taharatz Mabaregel, which is probably not the right shot, the Rosh doesn't like that, or you hold that Maisa Geiris, Sagir needs a kosher and mikveh. Or if you hold this third pshat, the Aruch HaShulchan pshat in the Rabbeinu Sadya Goyen, that it's a mitzvah deraisa, lefnei Hashem Tetaru, then you really need a kosher and mikveh. So if possible, one should be mahadir to be toiv on Erev Yom Kippur and a kosher and mikveh. Shulchan Aruch quotes the din that on Erev Yom Kippur, one should wash up, Lekovit Kedushas Hayom, like on any
Shabbos,
the end of Tafrei Shvov, like on any Erev Shabbos, any Erev Yom Kippur. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and what if one was in the middle of Avelis? Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, somebody's in the middle of Shiva. So the Tanoim have a machlokes in Maseches Moikotin, whether Rashan Yom Kippur are Kerigolin. Is it Mevatel Shiva or not? So the Gemara says, be paskan la'aloch la'maisa, that Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are Mevatel. There is a chi of Simcha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Shagasari has a whole pilpul whether the Chiyav Simcha and Rosh Hashanah or not, so he said that's the Machlokes HaTaroim, whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Mevatel Avelis or not. That's what Tosis explains the Shema Yerushalmi. Yontav is Mevatel Shiva Shabbos, not because on Yontav there's a Chiyav Simcha and Shabbos is no Chiyav Simcha, and Simcha is Mevatel Avelis because that's the Tarte de Sasra. So the Machlokes HaTaroim is exactly that, whether there's a Chiyav Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And we pass on that there is. So Yom Kippur is Mevatel Avelis. So Yom Kippur is Mevatel. You don't have to wait till Yom Kippur comes in. Lekovad Yom Kippur. So the person is already permitted to bathe in advance. I said they asked the Kasha, but there's a minig that one doesn't bathe the whole of Shloishim. And Mechabit quotes such a minig from the Rishonim, from the Balei Atosis. They didn't, all year long, they were not in the practice of bathing so often. The whole world was like that until, that's how it says in the history books, until Whitney invented the cotton gin, no? So then they started manufacturing cotton underwear, and then they started bathing more often. But in the days of the Ovis HaKadoshim, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, when they found it, they never bathed so often. They bathed once a year for Pratsmach, whatever. They didn't bathe so often. They were dirty, so they'd throw on perfume on their body. That was it. They hardly ever bathed. So in the days of the Rishonim also, all over the world, the people hardly ever bathed. So they developed a minhag that all of Shloshim one doesn't bathe. Medina de Gemara Rechitza is only prohibited during Shivan. And even in the middle of Shivan, if the person is an Istanis, if he's Mitztayer, then he is permitted. The Mishnah says one is permitted to bathe. And in Shloshim, Bechlal, there's no din of Isa Rechitza. But the Rishonim developed such a minhag. So here they say in Shulchan Aruch, and even though there's a minhag not to bathe all of Shloshim, but there's a minhag to wash up the covered Yom Kippur. So that's called the Rechitza Shaltainik, so the minhag not to bathe in Shloshim, one is permitted to violate Lekover this minute. Rav Soloveitchik said the Pashtus is that Bizman is there, we don't observe this minute. Not to bathe all of Shloshim. The Pashto says that everybody bathes. After Shiva is up, everybody bathes. The circumstances are such that many people are istanis in the middle of Shiva. So even though we're not, most are not makel, some people are istanis, so it's mutter. Even if you're not makel to bathe in the middle of Shiva, the Pashto is in the middle of Shloshim Ezichem mutter. Because the Hischei Tshuva explains in Yerideya, there's a din that one is not permitted to put on a clean shirt in the middle of Shloshim. If it wasn't worn yet, let's say you have a clean shirt that was just freshly ironed, so you have to give it to somebody else to wear for half an hour, and then you can wear it. So the Pischei Tshuva says, "Vamed v'mamurim." If the Ovel's shirt, the Ovel wear a shirt for one day, for 2 days, basically it's not so dirty, he can wear the shirt for another couple of days also. It's not, but he likes to wear it. He likes to look spiffy. He wants to look. He's gone to the office. He wants to look very good. But what if he's wearing a shirt? Mamish dirty. The shirt is filthy on the collar. It's all dirty. Then he says, you don't have to ask somebody else to wear the shirt first. He says, where does it say that in the Pashto? He says, the Pashto don't have to say it. It's a double Pashto. Why is it such a double Pashto? Because the Pashto says that there are three different takonas chachamim regarding avelis. The one is Shiva, one is Shloshim, one is Yud Beis Chedus. And Shiva, the chachamim required nivel meruba. And in Shloshim, they required nivel b'miktsas. And in certain degrees, in certain areas, not in everything. Nivel meruba, nivel b'miktsas. And in Yud Beis Chedus, they never required any nivel, they just required miwa tanugim. So on each level of Avelis, let's say in the middle of Shiva Rachmana Leslan, so they're Mesak and Nivel Merube, what if the Ovel will be observing the laws of Avelis and it'll cause him Tsar? So that's Istinus. So that's more than the Halacha required. That's, you're not observing what the Chachamim are Mesakin. They were never Mesakin that. That
where
a person...
That's after
the Shloshim for Tisporis. After Shloshim for Tisporis, you have to wait to take a haircut or to trim the beard. Right. So that's all part of the same din. In Shiva, the din is you require Nivel Merube, but if it already passes the border of Nivel Merube, enters into Tsar, then it's muta. It's not muta because Mamakum Tsara Lagazabir Abonan, you have coolness, Mamakum Tsana Hukhashad. It has nothing to do with that. Some Achraim say it does, but the Pashtus is in the Ramban, that has nothing to do with that. That's not what the Chachamim want Mesakin. That's much more than what they asked you to do. So if you'll observe Avelis to the extent in the middle of Shiva that it'll cost Tsar, that's not at all an observance of Avelis. That's not what they want Mesakin. So this Hetagoma. And it's not that it's a coolness. If you want to, you can be Mekel. If you don't want to, you don't have to. No, it doesn't make any sense to be Mitzar. So the Pischei Tshuva says the same is true in the middle of Shloshim. The Halacha requires nivel b'miktsas. But here Amai says the Ovel is going to wear the shirt and it's black. The shirt is absolutely filthy. That's nivel meruba. So that's more than what the Chachamim requires. So he doesn't even have to ask someone else to try on the shirt. Nivel meruba is more than the din requires in the middle of Shloshim. And the same is true regarding Yud Beis Chedush as well. That in Yud Beis Chedush the Chachamim only required miyu tanugim. So he shouldn't take a haircut. And he shouldn't trim his beard because with the motivation that he wants to look good. But what if not that he wants to look good? He looks awful. Yigarba Haverov, he looks in the mirror and he sees he looks awful because his hair is so wild. So his motivation to take a haircut or to trim the beard is not so much in order to look good, but rather that it shouldn't be nivul. He doesn't want to be manuval. He's not interested in tanugim, that you should say, cut out the tanugim, do miyu tanugim, cut down on the tanugim. No. He wants to remove the state of nivel that he's in. So that's mutter. Each level of avelus, the Chachamim Ronim is sakin to that extent, and once it passes that extent, so it doesn't apply at all. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, that the minute that it says in the Rishonim not to bathe, all of Shloshim, he said, Bizmanazet doesn't apply. The whole nature of, by most people, it doesn't apply. Some people, maybe, yes. Some people, it's not Nivel Merubah.
Gamliel said Istinus in me, but it was a novel.
Right. So that was in the middle of Shiva, you have to have Istinus. But in the middle of Shloshim, you don't even need Istinus. As long as it's Nivel Merubah, so that's more than the Chachamim required. So that's this, the din in the Ramah. The Ramah mentions that there are two minhagim regarding reciting of Slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. In many communities, hard to tell the most, in many communities the minhag is that you say less Slichas. That's our minhag. We say 20 minutes Slichas and that's all. You only say one bidur and that's all. And others have the minhag. The Ramah says that they say 2 hours Slichas. 2 hours of Slichas, more. Yeah, like on Erev Hashana. The Vilna Gaon writes, what does this depend on? What's the issue? Whether you say a lot of slichas, a little slichas. So the Vilna Gaon says that because there's a chiyuv achila on Erev Yom Kippur, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. V'nisim esam shesech metisha l'chodesh b'erev. So Mori asks that you don't fast on Erev Yom Kippur, you only fast on Asiri, you don't fast on Tisha. Mori says, no, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and the one who eats on Erev Yom Kippur, malo l'vakasu, kilu isana shiv asir. So we learn from that pasuk, a real din deraisa, that one is mechuyev to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Talk in the Tnuas HaMusar, I remember they quote a story from Rabbi Saul Salanta, a strange story that he used to sit and eat a taffy all day long. He had a lollipop that he was sucking all day long because he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah all day long. So Soloveitchik didn't like that story. He said it rubs him the wrong way. He doesn't think that that's what the Chazal meant, that you should nash all day long. You eat a meal. That's what the Poskim say before. Let's say someone had a terrible chaloyim the night before Erev Yom Kippur. Some sure discussion. Is it proper to have a tainus chaloyim? They talk about it in Shulchan Aruch. Is it proper to have a tainus chaloyim on Erev Yom Kippur? Is it a mitzvah deraisa to eat? So they say, in the middle of the discussion, they say, if you'll eat the suda mafsekes, it's a shengirun. The mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur doesn't mean you have to eat breakfast, doesn't mean you have to eat lunch. If you'll eat the suda mafsekes right before, it's also a kima mitzvah. Doesn't necessarily mean to eat all day long. So he didn't hold Bechlal so much from eating so much. He wasn't really into that. So the Rishonim have a machloike, that's what the Magen Avraham points out. The Rishonim have a machloike is whether the mitzvahs achila and Erev Yom Kippur applies only by Yom of Erev Yom Kippur, or even applies the night before Erev Yom Kippur. Whatever the Hezber is, and it's even others have discussions about that, what is the machloike? I remember we used to have in our neighborhood, there was a professor Levy, he used to be a professor in Queens College. So the students, he used to have yeshiva students, he used to take his courses in economics, so he used to always give them a hard time for kibitz with them. So they used to tell him, terutzim, that they're busy learning, and teruvadas, whatever, they're busy learning, they don't have time to do this paper and the other exam, the homework, yeah, alamol terutzim. So he used to always be very strict. So he said, what are you learning? So he said, they once told him they're learning suvis. Where from the beginning, Zotter? So he asked him, what's the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? It's a Rashi in the beginning of Exodus. Does it apply the night before Erev Yom Kippur? It only applies the day of Erev Yom Kippur. So they never noticed it. The Bir Agro points out the Rashi here. So they told him they don't know. So he said, you guys are not learning Ksuvah. You're not learning anything. They should study the economics. They're not learning the Ksuvah. They should study the economics. But so the Bir Agro discusses that. The Machloik is whether the mitzvah Hachila and Erev Yom Kippur begins only by Boiker, only in the daytime, or it even begins the night before. So the Vilna Gaon says that this is the issue. On Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat, so we treat Erev Yom Kippur as if it's a Yontif. Do we even consider the night before Erev Yom Kippur also as a Yontif? That depends whether the mitzvah Hachila applies by Laila or not. So if you... And the slichas are supposed to be recited by Laila. You're not supposed to wake up by Hashkom at 7 o'clock. That's after sunrise. You're supposed to say the slichas very, very early. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, something like that. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like that. So in the middle of the night. You're supposed to say the slichas. All the time. All the time. Yeah. So that's what they assume over here in Shulchan Aruch, that you're saying the slichas in the middle of the night, before Alois HaShachar, the Rambam says. You're finishing the slichas before Alois HaShachar. That's what we mentioned, some Achrenim say you only say Kaddish Tiskabel after the slichas, if there's going to be a pause. It's not yet time to daven Shachris. But if you're going to do it like they do in all shuls, they finish slichas, then you start right away with Shachris. So then a few Achrenim say, so what are you saying Kaddish Tiskabel? You're going to start davening right away, so leave out the Kaddish Tiskabel. So that's the assumption over here. You're going to say the slichas in the middle of the night. So if you consider the middle of the night of Erev Yom Kippur also as part of the Yontif, so then they assume you should be memayit the slichas. On Yom Kippur is the day on which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to Moshe Rabbeinu, this whole secret of Hashem Hashem Kerach Mechanas. On Yom Kippur we say a lot of slichas. The Yud Yilamidus, we say all the slichas. But before Yom Kippur, if it's a Yontif, so you should be memayit in the slichas. Like on Rosh Hashanah we don't say slichas. But if you say that the night before Yom Kippur is not yet Yontif, the Yontif only begins by Yom, because the mitzvah Achila is only by Yom, so then Adirabba, the closer you come to Yom Kippur, so the Asforno said is that you should be marbim slichas to prepare more, like in Aseres Meitshuva we say longer slichas than we say before Rosh Hashanah. So when you come closer to Yom Kippur, you should take a say longer. It's not a kedusha. You treat a shtickle like a yontif. It's not a kedusha.
Yeah. This is a yontif.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a Kedusha Sayyam. We treat it like a Yontif because the Torah commanded us to have a Suda. So we treat it like a Yontif. It's not really. We treat it like a Yontif. Erev Pesach from Chatzoson has a status like a yontif. Yeah. Nah, min haTorah there is no. It's not a yontif. Min haTorah is a mitzvah sachila. That's all. So the minig we're talking about minhagim here. So the minig developed that we treat it like a yontif. We treat it like a yontif, but it's not really a yontif.
However, see the mistakes.
Is
okay. We were luckily told the time.
Yeah, never like anybody else. Why not? Yeah. You can sit on the chair when he has the Suda Mafsekas also. Yeah. Why not?
How do you show Simcha on Yom Kippur?
Simcha is because he was a nice Shem to Tov.
That's a question. How do you show Simcha? So Rav Soloveitchik used to suggest perhaps that Rambam writes a lashon that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you don't say Hallel because of Nati Mei Simcha Yisera. So he said maybe what it means is that there's no specific way how to demonstrate it in Pulis. Maybe it just means it's a mitzvah to be in a state of Simcha, to be in a mood, a cheerful mood, in a kiyum shebelev without any maestro mitzvah. It's a question. How do you fulfill Simcha? By the tainus we say the slichas after the davening, yeah, in the middle of the shachar. It's different, right?
Of the tefillah.
Some say in the middle of chazaras hashatz on a regular tainus, and our meaning is that we say after the chazaras hashatz, right after. So it's like the hurachim, it's incorporated as part of shachar. Right, this season of the year, the slichas is a really a different thing. It's a hakdamah to all of the tefillahs hayom. It's a different kind of slichas. Yeah, it's like a tefillah by itself. The Mishnah in Siman Tov Reish Yud, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mishnah in Psachim and Makom Shenogu that Hadlakas Haner on Erev Shabbos is a Takanas Chachamim. That's a Chayva, the Gemara says in Bamei Madlikim. That's a Chayva. The Gemara doesn't even call it a mitzvah, the Gemara calls it a Chayva. That's why some Rishonim said that you don't recite a bracha. When you benchlich, you can't even say benchlich.
Yeah.
So I shaila whether you say a bracha or not. When you light the candles on Erev Shabbos, 2 days in Tesis. Whether you recite it, do you benchlich, or you just sing on the licht? So some Rishonim hold no, because the Gemara calls it a chayva. The Gemara says that my machreinim is a chayva, and Tesis says the word chayva means that it's not a mitzvah that you should be required to recite the bracha. So chayva means something you have to do, but we don't call it a mitzvah and you don't recite a bracha. But our practice is, Lamaisa, we do say a bracha on Hadlokas Haner on Erev Shabbos. Erev Yontov is a shayla where they say a bracha on Ad Bechlal. Some Spartan only say a bracha Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov. They don't say a bracha. Our meaning is that we say a bracha Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov. What's with Yom Kippur? What's with Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah says, Mokm Shinogel Hadlokas Haner Madlikim. Mokm Shinogel Shalola Hadlokas Haner Ein Madlikim. So you see that Hadlokas Haner on Erev Yom Kippur is totally bemidig on Mokm. It's not a takonis hatanoim. What is that all about? So the Gemara explains in Sochim that the two minhagim are based on the same rationale. The takanas hatanoim to tzind licht on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif is in order that there should be shalom bayis. The person should enjoy the meal. You light the makom achila normally.
Not allowed to eat in the dark and Shabbos.
Yeah, you should enjoy the meal. That's the pashtus. On Yom Kippur, nobody's eating any food anyway, so the real takanas hatanoim to light the candles doesn't apply at all on Yom Kippur. But one of the chamish inuim is tashmish amito, so we are concerned that the person may want to violate this inuim. So some people had the minig, they were mekaymis, and some mekaymis had the minig that they leave a light on in the bedroom, not in the dining room, they leave a light on in the bedroom. And Tasha Shamita is prohibited Liora Ner, so that's why they leave the light on, to prevent Tashma Shamita. Now the Mekhaimis had the meaning that you don't leave the light on, so the husband won't see his wife, so he won't have any desire, they won't have any desire to violate the Din of Tashma Shamita. The Gemara says they're both minhogim, whether the minig amokim is yeh lahadlik, and minig amokim is shelo lahadlik, it's all based on this issue, yeah, what is the psychology? Which way does it make more sense? So that's why it's not medina, it's not medin takana satana in the Mishnah, because that it depends on minig amokim. So what's the din? Let's say our minig bismanazah is that we do tzind on licht, on erev yom kippur. So does one say a bracha, shir kiddushonu, the mitzvah of itzivonu? It's not a mitzvah de'araisa, it's not even a mitzvah de'abon, it's only a minig. So Tosis has the shaila regarding chatzi halal amresh chedish. Do you recite the Gemara's the beferish in Tainis that it's only a minig? It's not a takana at all. It's not even a takana de rabbanon. It's only totally the minig amokim. So do you recite a bracha on chatzi halal amresh chedish? It's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Machlekes the Rambam in Tosis. The Rambam says you don't say a bracha on a minig. Tosis says you do say a bracha on a minig. And the two practices. Many Sfarim do not say a bracha on chatzi halal amresh chedish. And most of the Ashkenazim do say a bracha and a chatziham. So that's the issue over here also. On Yom Kippur, do you recite? We all have adopted the minig that you do light candles on Erev Yom Kippur, and the proper thing is to light the candles. Married people should light the candles in the bedroom. In addition to wherever else they're lighting candles, they should light the candles in the bedroom, because that's the whole purpose of the takana. And the candles should last so long till after you get home from shul. The candles are not going to last till after. That's all the time like that. A person is going to tzind on licht on Erev Shabbos, is going to eat by somebody else, then he's going to come home after the candles went out. So it's a bracha lematol. You can only say a bracha on the candles if they're going to last. And when you come home from shul, you'll be nana liyaraneh. So here, nana liyaraneh from the candles on Erev Yom Kippur means they're going to be on in the bedroom when he comes home and he wants to go to sleep. Okay, so you have to have the electric on in the bedroom. You have to have a light on. You may not be able to go to sleep. That is the halakas on there. When you leave when you turn on the electric fact, the covered Yom Kippur, that is the halakas on there. Say the bracha on the electric light. That's how the Paschim said in Europe. They were not so happy about it, but they said if a person, for some reason or another, if he doesn't have candles to light, hospital, they can't light candles, whatever. So they say, Mikra Adin, you can say a bracha. And most of the Paschim held up. Most of the Paschim like that, you can say a bracha on electric, electric light. Just on Chanukah they held that night. On Chanukah they held that there has to be Dumi the Migdosh. So Migdosh, they were Shemir Psilo. That the oil was being used up. So when you have an electric bulb, you only have a psila, you don't have any shemen, you don't have any fuel that's used up. But you have to see the filament, that's for havdalah. That's a different one. Havdalah, the Gemara has a special din. The end of bracha is that you only say bar mi'arosh if you can see the filament. If it's covered up, the light comes out. If it's frosted or whatever, you have a contraption where the light is coming out, but you don't see the flame, then the Gemara says you don't say bar mi'arosh. Even though the light is coming out. So that's what the Pasma says. You have a frosted bulb, you can't see the filament, so you can't use it for Havdalah. But for Havlokas Neiris on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, that you can use. Yeah. So you should really say the bracha. Fluorescent is not. Fluorescent, there is no filament that glows, so that you cannot, the Pashtus is. That you cannot.
Use Havdalah, but for Shabbos.
No, for Shabbos also not. Yeah, look, the Pashtus is for Shabbos also not. You just have gas that's glowing. But you don't really have metal that's so hot that it's burning. You know, they only say that metal that's so hot that it's glowing, that it's burning, that's called Aish.
If one had, on Tish B'Av, I never heard of anybody putting a light in the bedroom. Also, Tashmish should make this also.
Well, here on Yom Kippur, it's more serious than here. It's maybe Adin Daraisa.
So, anybody, no one puts on lights?
Apparently, the woman's Anita, that people are used to that.
But since you treat your wife like a nida on Yom Kippur,
okay.
Wouldn't that be enough?
That's
how the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says there were different mikaymas where they had a minig to add on a chumra because of the hashasha violation. So that's the shaila whether one recites a bracha when you light in the air on Erev Yom Kippur. If it's an issue, if it's a matter of minhagim, so can you really say kiddushonu b'mitzvos avitzivonu? So the Mechaber says you don't say a bracha and a chatzi hal on Rosh Chodesh. He says you don't say a bracha over here either. And the Ramos says, that the minig b'medina seilu is that you do say a bracha. You do say a bracha and chatzi hal on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only a minig. So here also you say a bracha on this minig. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch, this machlekes, the minig amokim, yeah, no, and whether you say a bracha or not, this is only when Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's kuli alma lo pligi, abadi say a bracha. It's not Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos, abadi say a bracha. So So that's really a difficulty. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over the Achrayim, find that very difficult.
Yeah,
he didn't understand. But this Shabbos you're not eating.
Yeah.
Every Shabbos and Yom Tov you're going to eat a meal. Sabbata, that's a takana satanaim to light candles there to the nana from the meal. That's the original reason why they made the takana. And the middle of the takana applies even if you're not going to eat the meal over here. You have to be madlik bebesa. But the original takana, that's how they quote the Maharil. The original takana was because it's going to be a suda Shabbos and Yom Tov. You want to enjoy the meal, so you light candles. But on Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shab, they're not going to have any meals. So what do you mean that L'chol HaDeis Yim Uchid Medina? It's not Medina. The Yom Kippur takes over over here. So you should really say it's Vaita Yom Kippur. So it should be Vaita dependent on the Minigam Rokam. It should be Vaita. I should say that according to the Mechaba, you shouldn't say any Bracha. That's a difficulty. Why it says in Shulchan Aruch that when Yom Kippur, Shecholi is B'Shab, even the Sfardim who would normally not recite a Bracha on Hadlakas HaNeiris, that year they would.
But the Tosfos ask about Arova, why by Arova you don't make a brocha and by Halal, yes, because by Halal there's a heftish mitzvah. So that's why you say a brocha by Halal, you don't say by Arova. But lighting candles should be like Arova, no? You should not have to make a brocha because it's not
a heftish. Lighting candles on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov exist as a mitzvah, so they're taking the mitzvah that exists somewhere else and they're applying it here. And sometimes it applies there even if you're not eating a meal. Yes, you're right. Eating by someone else. So they took that hadlaka of the base and they applied it over here. That's also called a maisa mitzvah. Netilah chibat harav, it doesn't exist anywhere as a mitzvah. Yeah. So not that they're borrowing a mitzvah and applying it to another case. But yeah, they're borrowing a mitzvah that exists already and applying it to an additional case.
Do it even when we don't eat there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's ready. That's
right. Right. So you're borrowing the thing that exists. That's a machlekes in Hilchos Shabbos. Can a person sinned on Shabbos to get lift? Can a person bench lift if he knows he's not going to eat there? So some Rishonim say no. It's a bracha levatola. The only time you say a bracha la'alik ne'ashal Shabbos is if it's going to enhance the meal. You're going to eat there. And Mikra Adin we paskin that so. The Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva from the Maharil, from the Tshuvas Maharil, that we paskin you may say a bracha even if you're not going to eat there, v'haraye from Yom Kippur. So what's the right from Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a minig. We're talking about a din. Yom Kippur is an andamais, has nothing to do with eating. So that's the pashtos of the raya. He's saying, where did the minig come from? From thin air, they took a minig. The answer is they took a real takana satanoi that exists in other cases. You do a hadlaka bebeisa, even if it's not going to enhance the meal. The reason why they made the takana on Shabbos Yom Kippur is to enhance the meal. But once they made the takana applies to have a hadlaka on their bebeisa. Even if you're not going to eat there, you're going to eat by someone else's home. Just going to come home to go to sleep. So they took that takana satanaim hadlaka lebeisa and they applied it, mitaminik, they applied it to Yom Kippur. But if there never was such a din on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that you just have a hadlaka lebeisa, it's only if the hadlaka is going to be b'mokam achila. So what are they borrowing from to shtel tzut to Yom Kippur? That's how the Maharil apparently understood. Otherwise you don't understand the raya. How did he prove from Yom Kippur?
The raya is for Shabbos Yom Kippur.
From Shabbos Yom Kippur.
I don't know.
That we don't understand. The Shabbos Yom Kippur we don't understand either.
Okay.
Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the tour that the minig is that you marbe b'hadlokas neiris b'bati kinesias. Yeah, by us we always turn on all the lights. In Europe they didn't have lights, so they had candles. So on Erev Yom Kippur you add additional candles. There should be more light. They brought more candles. Yeah. What is that based on? So that's based on the Targum Yonis and Benazil. That's what we don't have this Targum Yonis and Benazil. On the Pasuk in Yeshaya that says Ba'urim Kabdu Es Hashem. Ba'urim Kabdu Hashem. The Pashup Shad Ba'urim Pashup Shad. There's a Pasuk in the beginning of Yeshaya. It says, Ba'urim Kabdu Hashem, you should give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Urim. So the Pashup Shad Ba'urim means in the caves. Urim are caves. So the Torah quotes, the Rishonim quote that the Targum Yonis and Benazil is supposed to say, on that Pasuk, the Panasaya. Panasaya means lantern. Lent. The way to be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by having a lot of light, by being marbe with lanterns to give more light. And on Yom Kippur, the Pasuk in another place in Yeshaya describes Yom Kippur as Lekdosh Hashem, Mechubad. It's called the Yom HaMechubad. What does that mean? That Sir Rav Soloveitchik said that normally, on a normal Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Kibud V'Yonik. Not a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk speaks about Kibud V'Yonik on Shabbos. So on a normal Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a double Chi of Kibud V'Yonik. On Yom Kippur, you can't have any Yonik. Achilish Tiyah Zosah and Tashem Shamit Zosah. So there's no Yonik. So the only thing you have is the kibbutz, so we medaktik to double up the kibbutz. We try to do more kibbutz than normally. So one aspect of kibbutz is, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon Karim, Kari Lemone Mechabdusa. Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara in Bava Kama has, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Perek Lilot, and Perek Kol Kisrei. Rabbi Yechon used to refer to the clothing that he wore as Mechabdusa, the Godim and Mechabed Yodim. When a person walks around with a Tzirisin of Godim, so he thinks of himself very lowly. He wears nice Begodim, so he thinks of himself better, and other people think better of him as well. So that's Mechabed the person. If a guy's a gangster, he can wear the nicest Shtraimel and Kapot, is not gonna, shouldn't help. It shouldn't help. But we're talking a normal, decent person. So when he wears Shein Begodim, so that enhances his Kvoid HaAdam. So the Gemara says that since... So that's why you have to have special Bigli Shabbos, Bigli Yontav, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kvoid Shabbos and Kvoid Yontav. On Yom Kippur, since there's no Oineg, so the Meiri says on that Gemara, so you should be medaktik in the kibbutz more. You should do twice as much kibbutz. So what constitutes the kibbutz? So one aspect of kibbutz is the begodim. So you should be more medaktik in the begodim, the special begodim that you wear Yom Kippur, more so than Shabbos and Yom Kippur. What do you wear special? More so? So the minig is in Shulchan Aruch, you only wear the kittel on Yom Kippur, you don't wear the kittel on Rosh Hashanah. That's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. In the Mat Ephraim, he quotes other kehillahs where they wear the kittel on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, all the Balabatim wear. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramor writes, Ramor lived in Krok, he says the minig in his community, in many communities in Eastern Europe, was they only wore the kittel on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mechabdusa, a special din of Kvod of Yom HaMechubim, Lekdosh Hashem Mechubim, refers to Yom Kippur. So you're medaktik more in the Kvod Ayom of wearing the special begodim. And that's why also the minig.
But they don't wear the kittel on Pesach, the Seder.
Don't wear kittel on Pesach. It must be the Reform Svarim. Yeah. They really don't? Okay. They don't have that minig. Okay.
They do?
Okay.
Another word.
No, they don't have the minig. Minhagim? Okay. You guys don't wear either?
Pesach?
Pesach
not? No. The only time they put it on until like the chassanim put it on the first year.
On Leah Pesach? Yeah. Doesn't wear. A different explanation is why. So that's one. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. That in order to enhance the Kvod Ayoim of Yom Kippur, so we wear the special beged of the kittel all day long to be more mechubed. And we wear the talis, even Leil Yom Kippur, and all day long. Normally we only wear talis, shachris, and musaf. We don't wear by ma'ariv, you don't wear by mincha, by nila. But on Yom Kippur, we go out of our way, we wear the talis all day long to enhance. That's what the Meiri points out. I think the Meiri says it about the talis. We have special begodim on Yom Kippur to be marbe in the Kvod Ayom. So this is what the tour says. Zanocha Zach means Zeche to the Kohen Gadol. Another thing. The Big Day Lovim, Zeche to the Big Day Lovim. This is another time. So here the Torah and the Rishonim say, Nocha Minig, that because Yom Kippur is the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, you marbe more in the Kovid, because there's no Oinig at all, so you have to double up the Kovid. And the Pasuk says, Beurim, Kavdu Hashem, and they have this Targum Yonis and Menazil, which we don't have. The Achrayim are not sure where they have this from. What targum do they have? That says the panasayo and on Yom Kippur you want to have more kovid than on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So your mar b'neir is the Beis HaKnesses. That's what that's based on. Your mar b'neir is in the Beis HaKnesses.
They have those
candles.
Candles.
I mean around the candles.
The candles stuck into sand.
Smell of the wax. The
Achrayim discussed the minig that the Chosin doesn't wear. They had a minig in Europe in many places that the Chosin, Shana Mishana, didn't wear a kippel on Yom Kippur. So they give different reasons. So that's one reason that they give. He's supposed to be happy the whole Shana Mishana, so you don't want to on to Varfin Apacha, the Yaskalo Yom Amis in the middle. Others say other reasons. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Maram Shik has a tshuva where they asked him, what's the reason for the minig? So he said, they used to get married. They were young Pishons. Al-Bacha gets married, 17 years old. What's for a kittel? And he had a yingle. let him be married a year, his wife will straighten him out, then he'll become a mensch, then he'll wear a kittel, like a yingle is going to wear a kittel. But if he gets married today, he's 25 years old, 35 years old, so why shouldn't he wear a kittel, the Shana Mishona? That's, I think, the Maram Shik writes like that, which he says that all the minig not to wear a kittel the first year only applied in those Hungarian communities where they got married so young, so it looked a little lechalech that they should wear a kittel, that they should act as if they're so serious. The kittel is supposed to add to a serious mood.
New begudim.
White, yeah.
Yeah, feel the shaitel.
They say the women should wear white begudim also.
Also, naturas nedorim. Naturas nedorim that we make.
And the Matthew Ephraim says even the single girls go to Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. They do. Yeah, I remember many years ago. I remember 35 years ago they told us that it was the girls in Beis Yankif on the east side. Something they went to the mikvah. They wanted to go. And as they state in Matthew Ephraim that the single girls go to Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. And the one in charge of the mikveh said they never heard of it, so they called the Rav Moshe. So he said, Rav Moshe said, we don't follow that minhag. Our minhag is that only the men go to the mikveh. The single girls don't go to the mikveh.
The Rav Shach and the women should also have Tahara.
Yeah, but not this physical. Yeah.
That
in every young people, they didn't
go. Never heard. No. It's a big deal.
A Torah Sedorah. Men make a Torah Sedorah over Shul. How come women don't make a Torah Sedorah? Same thing should apply to women.
The problem is that making a Torah Sedorah is the house and not the house's wife.
You can't make the house of somebody else. I mean, she has
to say. Gemara has a discussion. Baal Maushi Yosef Shliach LaHatara Sedorah. The Gemara has a discussion about it.
So
what is it? The Gemara says it depends what to say. A few depends on a few things. A few, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
There was never a minute that the woman made up to us in the door. Was there?
I don't know. Now they started it. And the Beis Yankivs and the girls.
So who they take the girls?
No.
You have to have men.
You have to have three men. The thing is that Kroivim are good for Hataris Nadorm. The Gemara says you can have a Korav, yeah. But Rabbi Kiveger wants to say, Rabbi Kiveger writes on Yeridei in Hilchas Nedorm, Hilchas Hataras Nedorm. A Korav is good for Hataras Nedorm, but he says a Rosh is no good. A Korav is only no good for me. I'm a relative, but for someone else is Nishkin Korav. So the he be Atznusa is not a Pasal of Dai. He's a Kosher of Dai. Just for me not, so that's what the Gemara says, a Korav is good for Hataras Nedorm. But a Rosh or an Isha, Rabbi Kiveger says, a woman is always possible to be a Dayan, a member of a Bezin. A Ganef is always possible. So then he says, he's a Psul Dayan B'Atzmusa, so then he's not kosher for Hataras Nedorim. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to always say years ago, and the students in the yeshiva university, they used to print it in the halacha bulletins. And then Rabbi Soloveitchik, that he said, if two members of the Bezin are craving Zelazer, so he thought that that's also no good. The Bezin B'Atzmusa is already no good. So when the halacha says that krovim are good for Hataras Nedorim, it doesn't mean krovim, two relatives.
Uncle.
Krovim, yeah. Maybe if I have one cousin over here, one cousin over there, and these two cousins are not related to each other. They have a cousin from the father's side, cousin from the mother's side, so they can be two members of the bezin because they're not krovim zelos there. But if you have a bezin, the girl's going to have, she wants to have a bezin. She doesn't want to go to shul.
So
her father and her brother and her cousin, her father and her two brothers. Yeah. So the father with the two brothers are all krovim to each other. Baron Soloveitchik said a Chiddush, it doesn't really say the Chiddush, he said that based on Rabbi Kiveger, he thought that would also not be acceptable. That Krovim Akosh only means if they're Korav to the Baal HaNeder, but they can't be Krovim Zelazah.
Baal HaDinim are accepting them to Krovim, and they call them are a good Bezin.
If they're not that they're a good Bezin, if they're Mekabal, so the Pesach is binding. But it's not, it doesn't become a Kosher Bezin.
Uh-huh.
It's a Hischaivus Midas. I'll pay, I can accept that Goy also, it doesn't become. I can accept the Shikar of Goya to die, and whatever he says is also binding. I was Mishabi myself, but it's a black apostle of Bezin. The Gemara says Balaila also. You may make Hataras Nedorim Balaila. Yeah. That's the Gemara. You may make Hataras Nedorim Balaila.
It's not a Bezin, you
It is and it isn't. The Gemara says some of the dinim are the same as the Bezin, some not. So it's very unclear. Very unclear what the dinim is. The Gemara says that there are chamish inuim, so the iser achila shti, if one violates it, the mezi is chayv karis, and one violates the shagig is chayv chatas. So clearly that's a din der isa. If it would only be the rabbanon, you wouldn't have chatas on an iser the rabbanon. You don't have karis on an iser the rabbanon. The other of the chamish inuim, the sasandal and chitz, etc., there there's no karis and there's no chatas. So that's what led the rishonim to have a dispute, a major machlokes. Maybe it's in ganzen the rabbanon. So the balei hatos, the rabbi Tam, and the balei hatos hold that the other inuim are only the rabbanon. And the Rambam seems to hold the Farish, that is the Raisa. That's the run on the Rif, on the first daf. And the Rif only has on the last Perik and Yumi, doesn't have the rest, it's all about Kabbalah. Only the last Perik is Negev Bizman Hazeh. So the run on Daf Aleph, and the Rif and Yumi, quotes the Machlek is the Bali Atesis and the Rambam, whether the other Inuim is the Raisa, the Rabban. One of the other Inuim is Nilas Hasana, one is not permitted to wear a shoe. So what's the definition of a shoe? So the same definition in Kol HaTarkula, for Chalitza purposes. Whatever is a shoe for Chalitza, that it should be a kashu chalitza. It's called the shoe over here, that it should be prohibited. Whatever is a shoe for Avelis, whatever is a shoe for Tisha B'Av, the same din of Nilas Asanu. So the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim, both in Maseches Shabbos and in Yevamos, in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza. The Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim. Is it only if it's a leather shoe? Because the Pasuk in Yecheskel describes when the Rebbeinu Shlom took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so he took care of us like a baby, that he washed us and he diapered us and he smeared us and he powdered us and he put on clothing and he put on shoes. So the Pasuk says, "Ve'enolech tochash," I put on shoes of leather. I put on now, ve'enolech tachash. Is or is Toshin. Tachash was the animal that only existed Bizman Amidba, Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Pasuk says they made a now, it's all the Melitzah, but it says they made a now from the Or HaTachash. So one Tana says, you see, from that, we derive from that Pasuk that it's only called a now if it's made from leather. If it's not made from leather, it doesn't have the status of a now. Another Tanoim disagree, no, whatever is Megan, if in Holland they wear wooden shoes, if it's Megan, says good. If you wear sneakers in America, it's Megan, is echad good. So it's a machlokes HaTanoim. So in Hilchas Chalitza, we are machmir. No. Yeah, we don't allow you to do Chalitza with sneakers. You don't allow them to do Chalitza with wooden shoes. We insist, lechumre. Sveka deraisa lechumre, we insist it has to be leather shoes. So is that because we're machmir misafek? That's why. So then maybe on Yom Kippur we should be choshish for the Shikas HaRambam. Rambam holds all the chamish inuim ha-deraisa, so we should be machmir in the other direction to say that maybe the wooden shoe, maybe the sneaker is also, it's a dova ha-megin, so it should also be considered like a now. Or no, we paskin b'toras vadai, or we paskin b'toras vadai, that has to be dafkin now. Some ishan v'alamor paskin is that even a wooden shoe is good for chalitza. Period. He says he paskins like the other mandor. The Balamor paskins that there's no halacha that it has to be leather. The wooden shoe is also called whatever is Megan is called now. Even Lahakilana didn't derisa. He said, according to Balamor, you're not allowed to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur. Maybe Anissa derisa. It would be Anissa derisa. So we, by Chalitza, we don't paskin like that, Balamor. We hold the Chalitza, it has to be leather. So that's the Shaila. By Chalitza, we paskin, it has to be leather, Betoris Vadai. Or is it only Betoris Sofik? So if it's b'torah sofek, then maybe you should be machmer over here. So that's what they quote, the Vilna Goy in hell, that you should be choshesh on Yom Kippur, atzveika deraisa l'chumra, not to wear the leather, not to wear the sneakers. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to say this over, he left out the Balamor. He left out the Balamor. He would just say over the Rambam. So he said, the Rambam sounds like he says that any shoe that's megan, that the person doesn't feel koshi ha'oretz. Ain raglav magishas koshi ha'oretz. So he used to always say the lotion of a person wears shoes with arches. So Svara, according to the Rambam, even if it's sneakers with arches, that would be anisa deraisa. So he said you should be choshish for the shitas haRambam and the shitas haGro, not to wear sneakers with arches. Wear slippers or whatever, sneakers without arches, something on Yom Kippur. But the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote these chumash. They just assume it. If it's not made from leather, we pass them straight to Taras Vadai. That any shoe that's not made from leather is a tefer gomer, that there's no problem. Then the Shulchan Aruch speaks about chinuch haktanim, simin tof reish pezayin. At what age do you have to train little children before bar mitzvah that they should start fasting? So there are different opinions in the Gemara and the Rishonim. The Pashas is the way it says, if the child has a problem, they're not so healthy, then you have to consult your local Orthodox rabbi and see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But most of the children are very healthy. They're too healthy. American children, they have a lot of they eat the healthy foods and everything. So the pashtus says that 2 years before the boy or the girl become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, they should fast the whole day. And 2 years before, 2 years.